This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says he told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during an hour-long call on Wednesday the United States will supply Ukraine with an additional $800 million in weapons, ammunition, and other security assistance. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
President Biden, in a statement, says he informed Ukraine's leader he is transferring armored personnel carriers, artillery systems and rounds, and additional helicopters to help defend that country against the Russian invaders. Defense Department spokesman John Kirby says the United States will get all of this to Ukraine as quickly as possible.
We're aware of the clock, and we know time is not our friend.
U.S. officials say the new capabilities being sent to the Ukrainian military are tailored to help counter the wider assault Russia is expected to soon launch in eastern Ukraine. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, the Moskva missile cruiser, was badly damaged when ammunition on board blew up. Interfax news agency quoted the defense ministry as saying on Thursday, the blast is yet another military setback for Russia, which has suffered a series of blows since invading Ukraine on February 24th in what Moscow calls a special military operation to denazify the country. Interfax said all the crew had been evacuated. It cited the ministry as blaming the blast on a fire and said the cause was being investigated. But a Ukrainian official earlier said the Moskva had been hit by two anti-ship missiles, but did not give any evidence. The 12,000-ton ship usually has a crew of 500 people. This is VOA News. After Russia's withdrawal from the area around Kiev in Ukraine, residents have begun coming home, at least to what's left, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
In Irpin, police are still walking through near-empty buildings looking for bodies and mines. Oksana Liuka cleared broken glass from her living room floor, using work gloves to carry pieces as large as dinner plates.
We feel just empty because all of us, we have like a piece of heart here. It's our houses, so I felt terrible, actually. Especially when I saw from outside my apartment, my building, it's very hard to see.
Now people are showing up again in Irpin to look at what they left behind.
Our main problem now, it's Russians still in our country, so we have to win war, and then we'll decide.
Liuka says houses and property are not the most important thing.
People are suffering, people are dying, and this is the main problem for now.
I'm Ed Donahue.
New York authorities on Wednesday arrested the man suspected of setting off smoke bombs and shooting 10 passengers in a subway car, capping a manhunt that had renewed fears of violence in the U.S.'s largest transit system. New York's police commissioner said the suspect, Frank James, was arrested with help of tips from residents following a 30-hour search.
We used every resource at our disposal to gather and process significant evidence that directly links Mr. James to the shooting. We were able to shrink his world quickly. There was nowhere left for him to run.
Keyshawn Sewell, the police commissioner, said at the press conference that James had 9 prior arrests in New York and 3 in New Jersey. If convicted of charges in Tuesday's attack, he could face life in prison. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will on Thursday outline his government's plan to tackle illegal migration and small boat crossings of the Channel, which is expected to include an immigration deal with Rwanda. Johnson, whose future has been thrown into doubt after he received a fine for breaking coronavirus lockdown rules, was elected partly on promises to curb illegal immigration, but his term so far has been marked by a record number of channel crossings. U.S. President Joe Biden says he told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during an hour-long call on Wednesday the United States will supply Ukraine with an additional $800 million in weapons, ammunition, and other security assistance. It comes with Russia saying its flagship of its Black Sea fleet was badly damaged, claiming ammunition on board blew up, but Ukraine says it hit it with 2 cruise missiles. Follow us on the VOA News app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.